So Brad, no, you're not blurry. but we are live. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. I'm Brad and he's Dwayne, just kidding. But Brad, man, what are we talking about today, brother?
What up, B? from Thomas Edison, our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time.
One more time, baby. Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battle. Mental battle.
Hey, man. Eat your meal for life, baby.
It look like, what it be like, what it do. Back in here, another edition of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne in the building, like we always hear, man. And man, super excited to have a guest. But before we get into our guest, always have to shout you guys out, man. You guys make this fun and amazing. Thank you guys for the tags in the group. Make sure you let people know, man, your favorite podcast is the Bad Podcast, which stands for Brad and Dwayne. And we're super excited to continue to do this. And Brad, we're almost to that 100 mark, brother. We are getting close to 100 episodes, and we'll definitely want you guys to stay tuned for that, because we'll be doing some giveaways on that episode, and make sure that you are ready for that. So Brad, talk about, or who do we have on the panel with us today?
Yeah, so excited to introduce my friend Jen, and she's going to take it over here in a second. But just a quick shout out to everybody that's been listening to us, and you know, those trustworthy and faithful listeners, man. Shout out to each and every single one of you, man. I can't believe we're creeping up on that 100 mark. But Jen, take it over. Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Thanks, Dwayne. I am so excited to be here. We met last week. Can you believe that? And we've become fast friends. I love that. Besties. Yes. I love that so much. I am Jen Cox. I am a race announcer for endurance races. So think half marathons, ultras, triathlons. I live for it. It's one of my passions, and I love that I get paid to do that. I would do it for free, but don't tell anybody that. And then I also am in the sponsorship world. So I help my clients with their sponsorship needs. So I connect brands with their races, and, you know, think of all the logo placements you see when you're at a race. I am that girl. I'm in charge of those deals. I'm in charge of making sure it's an alignment with an event. I'm very passionate about making sure that is the first thing that's achieved. And then all of those sponsor activations, I make sure that those happen. So that's me, kind of in a nutshell. I'm from the St. Louis area. I grew up in St. Charles, Missouri, and then I'm in North Carolina since college. So I'm here from Cary, North Carolina.
Go Cardinals. Go Cardinals.
Go Cardinals. I know they're not in the postseason, but your Yankees are. Let's although, yeah, I heard the Royals are giving you a run for your money. So,
you know, we'll see who's there late in October. And you know, so anybody that hates on the Yankees, we'll see you in late October. But
I know. Your Yankees are good.
So hey, that was a great introduction. And I gotta hit you up, because we always have the sponsorship avenue with all of our events, and that's one of our biggest struggles, is just, you know, that collaboration piece. But so we've been kind of talking behind the scenes about the Greenville Half Marathon in February. So I want you to talk about you know your role or your connection with the Greenville Half. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Greenville Half Marathon, it is a staple marathon. It is growing and selling out every single year. Greenville, South Carolina, if you've not been, it is an up-and-coming city. You're going to love this course. You're going to love the finish line. It's right at the TD stage, right downtown in Greenville. And Jeremy with Setup Events puts on that event. So I help them with their sponsors. I have done some announcing for them, but they also have a really cool announcer that's been there for a long time. So you're going to love him as well. But yeah, it is quite the staple race in Greenville. So I'm so excited for you. I sent your post-meal options, and then our beer sponsor on site. You're going to have a beer in your hand moments after you finish and cross that finish line.
Dwayne, moments. Are you intrigued? Are you intrigued, Dwayne? Dwayne's not a runner, and I'm always trying to get him to get into the running
game. I already got it figured out, brother. I'll be at the finish line.
So you moments before I get to the finish line, you will have the beverage in hand.
I'll be at the finish line. No, I want to jump in real quick, Carrie, because you actually say you from Cary, North Carolina, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I currently live in Fayetteville. Yeah, I have a son that lives in Holly Springs, and we actually played Cary High School this past weekend. Yeah, so I know all about that area.
Yes. My best friend, her husband was in the Army, so I have been to Fayetteville many times. Now they're on the coast. They live in Ocean Isle. But, yeah, Fayetteville, it's a great town for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then another irony about this conversation is I lived in Greenville, South Carolina for 15 years. So when you was like, are you familiar with Greenville? I was like, yeah, very familiar. Greenville is actually, you mentioned it being an up-and-coming city. Yeah. Like, that downtown is beautiful. I actually used to work downtown, and that I used to love just walking down Main Street and just, you know, going in and out of different shops. So definitely, you're hitting it right on the head. I think you're following me some kind of way.
Have you been to St. Louis? Like, if you, the circle in right now.
You got me there. I haven't been to St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm gonna be super girly right now, but Greenville, South Carolina has the best Anthropology store of my life. So girls that are listening, I know guys go there too, but like, hit it up, guys. It is impressive.
I like it. Now, you know, amongst our conversation the other day, we talked about your transformation with health and fitness and sort of how you've had like a resurgence, a revival almost in your profession and in what you do. Can you tell us a little bit about your health and fitness and how you've sort of, you know, made that comeback in your life?
Yes, absolutely. So I guess we'll go back to the like post-college years. I was a dancer. I still am a dancer, but I danced my entire life from 2 to 22. I was on the dance team in college. And after I graduated college, I was like, shoot, how do I earn medals? How do I earn awards? Like, what do I do? Like, I got to compete. I'm just a very competitive person. And my friends were like, we're going to Maui to run a half marathon. I have never run more than 3 miles. And that was just because we had to keep up cardio for the dance team. And they're like, okay, we're doing this in Maui. Well, and I'm like, well, if I'm going to Maui, like I got to run this half marathon. So my very first start line of my life was a half marathon, not a 5K. I did train for it. So I didn't just show up and run 13.1. I did train for it, but it was quite incredible. And who would have thought I would be in the event production world like that at that point? But I finished my first half marathon, tears in my eyes. I was like, this is awesome. Then I'm like, can I do the 26.2? Like, can I? You just kind of get the bug and you get hooked. And I love that about running. So I have 13 marathons under my belt. I don't even know how many halves. I haven't kept count of the halves, although they do matter. They are very important.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, a lot of endurance racing. But last year, I finished the Chicago Marathon, and I was training for the Chicago Marathon, and that was last October. And during training, I was struggling. I was struggling hard. I also travel a lot. I work really hard as well. And I kind of thought, maybe that's just the combo. It's very hot in North Carolina. Training for an October race can get gnarly because you're training through the summer. And so I kind of kept chalking it up to that, but I literally was struggling going on a walk with a friend. And I'm like, what is this? And then somehow I pull out the marathon. I have a great marathon weekend. I was raising money for ALS. Shout out to Team Drea really quick. My friend is quite amazing. She's 10 years post her diagnosis, and she's completed 50 marathons on her trike bike in 50 states. So just a little plug for that. But completed the marathon. And then weeks later, a month later, I'm still feeling terrible. And I went to coffee with a friend, and I literally was holding on to the table because I thought I was going to pass out. And so I'm like, okay, I got to go get blood work. I got to go get this figured out. So I went to get blood work, and they were like, your thyroid is out of control. It's going 60 miles an hour. It should be going 30. I made a joke of that sounds just like me. And my doctor is like, that's not funny. Your heart can stop. I'm like, okay, all righty then. sounds good. Like, what do I need to do? I had to get an endocrinologist involved, just a lot of tests and ultrasounds and everything. So it comes to the point of just a lot of supplements and a lot of diet change. So for me, not saying this for everyone, but for me, non-dairy, no grain, it is just a thing. So dairy, he said, was like death to me. And I'm like, I'm from the Midwest. What are you talking about? Like, of course I've had dairy my entire life.
Right.
But the good thing was he said I could have meat. And I was like, great. Veggies, fruits, red wine. It's like, yes. And dark chocolate. I'm like, cool, I can do this. But I do make light of it now, but it has been quite the journey since January 2024. But I feel so much better. My joints feel better. I was scared to run. So I don't know if anyone out there listening has had, you went from 26.2 miles to can I run a mile? And that is a very humbling experience and journey to go through. And so I just, if anybody's out there and experiencing something like this, I am with you and it is going to be okay, but you have to listen to your body and you have to make those changes. I want to be able to run until I'm 80, and I've seen 80, 90 year olds doing epic things. So I want that for my life. But I'm so proud to say that I've done this holistically, and that for me is the choice that I wanted to make. And even my endocrinologist was like, I support your journey being holistic. Maybe later on in life, I may have to have medication and or surgery, which I do believe in for sure. Mm-hmm. I just think that you have to kind of look at things from all different angles and pick the one that's going to work best for you. So Graves' disease in remission, and I have done some runs. So happy to say, yes.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it. Man, Brad, that diet plan sounds familiar.
That's where I was going, D. If you want to chop it up, you take it.
No, I mean that you pretty much explain the E2M style of eating. Meats, veggies, healthy fats. You can throw the red wine in there, you know, the dark chocolate.
Clean.
Mm-hmm. But no, that is and it's funny because you know, all the things that you describe as far as the things that help, that's what we've been preaching the whole time as far as like inflammation and even with thyroids and and I remember going to my doctor and he was like, man, you must eat really clean. You know, he was looking at my numbers and I was like, E2M, that's what we do. And, you know, it's amazing hearing somebody do that on their own and still having the great results where, I mean, you pretty much talked about how it, all but cured a disease because of the way that you change your meat or your eating.
Yeah. And I believe that food is medicine, right? Like food is medicine. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be very careful about saying this number because I don't want people to hold on to a number, but I am 20 pounds down than what I did from the first of the year. Now, was that a goal of mine? No, but I think my body has naturally just kind of reset. So again, I'm very careful of like, don't hold on to a number. Like you have to do what is great for your body and your needs. But yeah, I've made a significant change in what, 10 months. But again, that wasn't my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal was to feel better and to be able to go on a run and not feel like I was going to pass out or have to call emergency services. So yes.
If I weren't to know, you know, some background on you, Jen, I would say you were in E2M. Just hearing you talk
Yeah, every bit of it. Brad, you froze up a little bit, but I know where you're going. Yeah, because even with the number thing, you know, I'm an E2M client first. Brad also E2M client first. You know, I've lost, you know, over 70 pounds by eating the way that you're talking about eating. And like Brad said, if somebody was to click on this podcast and just heard you talk about what you know, what you eating and the results you receive, I mean, they were like, oh, that's an E2M client, like for real. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Brad, you back.
Well, I was going to say something about NSV. So nine-scale victory is something that we preach and preach and preach and preach and preach. And it's keeping an eye off of the scale because a lot of people we have in the back of our minds, I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose 20 pounds because we all grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s where like that was like the goal. I want to look like her and I want to look like him. But instead we preach, we want you to be strong. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be confident. And that's exactly what you're in pursuit of right now. So it's just really cool to hear.
Yes. And I just, when I turned 40, I was like waiting for something. I'm like, okay, what's going to happen? 40, not bad at all. I was like, this is great. 42, the wheels fell off. Let's be honest. And now the wheels have been put back on. So I just, yeah, like that 40 man, 42, woo. But it's okay. As long as you're addressing it and just really handling it, I think it works. But I will say eating this way, it is tough, especially when you're with your friends that are just, you know, having the cheese dip and eating the chips that have grain. Siete, shout out to Siete. I do not work with them, but shout out to Siete because they have grain-free tortilla chips that are to die for, that I love. But they, oh man, it's a struggle. You have to stay strong. I definitely, my friends are so supportive. They're like, do you mind if I eat this in front of you? I'm like, yes, eat your, like, live your best life, eat your best life, whatever. But like, I don't know. It's been good, but it's been a journey. But I will say, I don't think I could have accomplished this year of my travel. I have had at least 2 trips or 3 trips a month. Like I am just gone like all the time. And I've been announcing over 20 races this year. And if I didn't make this lifestyle change, I don't think I could be living my job and my dream job right now.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that's it. Great.
I'm gonna plug it in real quick. You know, for anybody that's listening, and there's a lot of people that are exactly like you, Jen. This is a prime opportunity to get on the phone or get on the computer and go schedule a doctor's appointment, a check-in, especially being in the month of October. Go get your breast examination. Men too, fellas, don't skip out on it, fellas. So go in and see your physician, see your primary, see a professional. And just get checked up on it. It never hurts to go in and get yourself looked at. So that's my plug on getting a checkup. And it's also hard to ignore the fact that, you know, your health and fitness play vital roles in your overall success. It sounds like your journey with announcing is just like taking off like a rocket ship. And, you know, it sounds like it's a direct correlation with your health and fitness. You know, you're getting stronger and so is your announcing game. So it's really cool. Can you tell us about the National Parks event that you just came home from?
Yeah. So Vacation Races is one of the race series that I announced for. And we just came back from Trail Fest. So Trail Fest, and if you haven't been out west, man, I've been so spoiled the last 4 years of my life. Like working with Vacation Races has really just opened my eyes to all of our beautiful national parks here in the U.S. But that event is based in Kanab, Utah. This is southern Utah. It is the coolest little town ever that you will love. It's called a Western Classic. And they say it's the greatest earth on show. Get it? Like it's so beautiful, the earth on show. So good. So we have all of our runners staying at base camp in Kanab. And then they go run Bryce Canyon. So hoodoos for days. If you don't know what a hoodoo is, Google it right now. So they go run Bryce Canyon. So that's about 15.7 miles. Then we had Zion. That's a little over 10 miles. And then Antelope Canyon is the third day. So we're driving about an hour each way to the start line, but Antelope Canyon was the third day. And that was 13.8 miles. But Navajo Nation graciously let us run on their land and we got to run through the slot canyons. So the Antelope Canyon, slot canyons, one was Deer Canyon and quite special. Very first time we ever had this course approved. So these runners are OGs and they had a blast, but they were coming through the desert so they could hear my voice. My voice was just projecting. And the last quarter mile, I could see them and I was shouting them out. And I love it when I was like, this is it. This is your last push. I see you. And they would like put their hands in the air and their face would light up. And some of them would actually have a stronger finish because of me just being like, hey, I see you. You can do this. It is hot. You are in the desert. This is no joke. The sun was beating down. It got up to over 80 for some of our finishers. But yeah, it's just the best when I see somebody's face light up, because one, I said their name, or two, I'm like, hey, like, I know you can hear me out there. Like, you're getting close. Let's do this.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I would love to be a part of that sometime. I'm a big, my wife and I are big adventure enthusiasts, man. We've been to almost all the national parks out on the West Coast. And that would be just, I mean, an added element of fun to go out there and run through the canyons and all that. So that's really neat. Where can we find you? You know, if we're looking for you on social media or online, how can we find you?
I'm excited to tell you about my new handle. It's _JenCoxAnnouncing_. So please follow that. I'm going to be starting to post a little bit more on that page. I've got to highlight all of my epic announcing from this entire year. Yep. So just know that that's new, but content is coming. So please do a follow. And then I'm also at _Jen.Cox_. So check that out. And then I do have a website, Jen-Cox.com. So you can check that out too.
I love it. I love it. All right, Jen. So we're going to get into the last part of the podcast. We're going to have a little fun, little game here. We call it the do you know or did you know moment. So what we're going to do here is we're going to get you to say something publicly on our podcast that you never told anybody publicly or announced, or something that may, people might not know about you. I just warn you, if it's incriminating, make sure the law, statute, you know, statutory, all that is well past the time. And other than that, I'm gonna play a little short video so you can think of the do you know, did you know moment. It is really short, so I warn you on that. But be ready as soon as it's over. Here we go.
Do you know?
Video's over. Are you ready? What is the do you know or did you know moment about you?
Did you know I am left-handed?
I did not.
that you got me there.
I'm left-handed. But this is a fun fact. I'm left-handed, but I do everything else right-handed. So I only eat and left-handed. All sports, I throw right-handed. I bowl right-handed. I kick right-handed. I can do right-footed. Yeah, not right-handed. So that's kind of fun about me. Yeah,
and that is.
A lot of people know that. So there you go. I know. I'm going to keep the other things in the vault.
In the vault. I got to shout out my wife, because my wife is also left-handed in her writing, but she does almost all of the other things right-handed. But she, every time she sees a lefty, she will call it out. Hey, you're a lefty. You're a lefty.
Yes, yeah. I do the same exact thing, because it is so important. And like in college, if you didn't have the left-handed desk, you looked like you were cheating on the test. And I'm like, I promise I'm not. So it's tough being a left-handed girl in a right-handed world. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But it's also pretty awesome. And I use it as a superpower for sure. And I'm sure your wife does as well.
She sure
does. Both of my parents are left-handed. My dad and my mom.
Nice. Yep. Oh, that's great. My dad was left-handed, so love that.
Yep, I love it. Good stuff. Well, Jen, this has been fun. We appreciate you coming on, and definitely got to have you back. And you got to get Brad out there with those hoodoos. I did Google that whenever you said it, because I had no idea what that was. Yeah. But now I know. But Brad, man, close us out, brother.
This nothing deep today, guys. This is my shameless plug. We got 10/19, October 19th, Buffalo, New York. We're coming in hot. Why So Serious Run Walk with Buffalo Bills, Stevie Johnson. Man, Why So Serious? Let's get after it. 10/19. We got the virtual option. Don't miss out.
Come on, Buffalo. Let's get it.